a National Association of Wheat Growers. He is a wheat and barley producer from Montana. He worked and served on the officer corps of the Montana Grain Growers. And within NOG, he was past chairman of the Trade Policy Committee. He's been involved not just there, but also in his community. He's an Army veteran, so we thank him for that. He's a graduate of Montana State University. Please, a nice round of applause for President of the National Association of Wheat Growers, Mr. Bing von Bergen. Thank you, Bing. Thank you, Bing, there. Keep it down, Mom. Great to have you with us, Bing.
Thank you. It's good to be here, Mark.
Your issue and your stuff in the news is really important to me because a lot of it, what we're going to talk about here, has to do with perception and how America sees us. I'm convinced that they still don't have a clear picture of what's going on a lot of times, evidenced by, I'm sure a lot of people in the room have seen that FarmersOnly.com commercial, the dating site for farmers. Have you seen the commercial? And by the way, if you're sitting next to your wife, disavow any knowledge of seeing that commercial. Have no idea what you're talking about. No, you've seen it. It's three guys sitting on a five-gallon bucket, guys chewing a straw, and he's holding a baby pig. First of all, I think I got an idea why they're single. I think I figured that out. If you're looking for chicks, get off the bucket, take out the straw, put the pig down. That's going to be your first move.
Do you think of Montana then when you see that?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, no. This is a very long segue, Bing. You know, but the segue is this. The reason that happens is because of perception. Because of something that said, they just don't know. I don't necessarily think in some circles it's because they're evil, but with the wheat growers, this whole wheat belly issue has kind of just gotten out of hand. And you might explain that to these people and the book and the fact that wheat's a poison and all the stuff that's trying to be promulgated out there. How do you feel about that? How's the wheat growers feel about that?
Well, there's always fads, but this was more than just like the Atkins diet fad. This attacked basically then saying wheat was just bad for you, unhealthy.
Right.
And there's a lot of misinformation out there about a lot of commodities, but we've got to fight back on that. There's a lot of misinformation. People get their information, the consumers, off the internet a lot anymore, or Dr. Oz, and when they promote this, when they promote these issues where people really haven't fully vetted them out and researched them, they believe it. So it is an issue for the wheat industry, and we have to fight back on it and educate the public, basically, that the wheat is obviously very good for you. It's a staple of many people's diets, this isn't the first one we'll hit. We have brain now also that says it's wheat hurts your brain, and maybe that's why I didn't do very well in college.
Talk to the dual major down there. So I feel like a nickel among dimes right now. But, I think you're exactly right. I think there's probably some cattle producers that still got an issue with Oprah with regards to that. And it's amazing how a little piece of information will take off like that. So that's something that we're going to continually have to deal with. Let's move to another subject that I've kind of been interested in. The National Association of Wheat Growers were out front and supportive of renewable fuels and biotech, and those are traditionally not your kinds of issues. How were you involved in that? What was your position? How did that come about?
Well, we're all in this together, and the RFS is strengthen agriculture. It strengthened the nation's economy, to be quite honest. And so even though we do not have ethanol plants that are made from wheat products, we know we're all in this together. It strengthened agriculture, the whole concept of agriculture. So if the RFS, if they mess with that, it's going to have a real effect on the economy of the United States, just not agriculture. So we're strong supporters of that. As far as biotechnology, the wheat industry has to move into biotechnology. If we're going to feed the masses of the world by 2050, it's just a necessity. It's just not biotechnology, any technology that's proven safe, peer-reviewed and proven safe by scientists. We've got to embrace it, and wheat's no exception. We've got to embrace biotechnology so we can solve the pests that are constantly changing every year within our industry. But the RFS plays it's a big part of agriculture in general right now. question. And it's energy independence for the United States.
Yeah, it's in every meeting, in every magazine. It's a ever persistent issue that we're going to deal with. I kind of asked JB the same question, but I'm going to ask you as well. The Farm Bill, happy, unhappy, winners, losers, how'd it affect wheat?
We got a Farm Bill, so it's a compromise. No commodity got exactly what they wanted,
right.
But all in all, we're very pleased with the Farm Bill. It's going to be a new challenge. We've got to educate our producers that the direct payment is no longer there, there is new safety nets that will come in. So we just got to see how it's implemented and hopefully implemented in a timely fashion, and we have to educate our producers now.
Very good.